With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So you know how, I don't know, who is it? The American Medical Association comes out every once in a while and says, bacon's awesome. It will help you live a long... Wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry, my bad. Bacon's bad. Wait, no. Bacon's...
Yeah, they're like back and forth. Like every...
We have so many stories like that on a daily or weekly basis that we've created a little thing on our show called, Is It Good or Is It Bad?
Is it good or is it bad? Depends on the day and how much you had. Is it good or is it bad? Let's find out right now.
Not sure where we left off with chocolate, but...
Oh, no.
I think it was bad.
Then it
I think
was.
It was like... Because you know what? It's bacon, it's chocolate.
And coffee.
Coffee. Yep. And then alcohol sometimes. Wine. Like red wine. Oh, red wine's so good. Red wine's really bad.
For pregnant women, good, bad.
Yes. Right now... Chocolate is good again.
Oh, yay! Yeah, good chocolate. Why is it good now?
They're saying, I don't know who's saying this, some sort of scientists are saying chocolate has some nutrition. High quality dark chocolate especially has high cocoa content, and it's actually pretty nutritious.
Yeah, it's really good for you.
Okay, so when you jump in over the top with just some hyperbole,
you guys don't get it, man.
You just don't realize how good.
I've survived almost solely on chocolate.
Yes.
It's got potassium, iron, magnesium, fiber, minerals.
Everything that we need, humans need
everything
to live.
A growing body needs. In fact, if you have a newborn baby, drop that breast milk crap and grind some coffee, some chocolate up in his mouth.
Yeah, chocolate milk at least.
Yes. When are they going to invent something where you can have your breast milk be instantly chocolate? It's like a little Nestle thing right on the side, a little clip. Next, it's got antioxidants in it.
Oh, no. We need these to live. This is crucial.
Dark chocolate may have even more antioxidants. Here's the thing. This whole story is ruining it because they're making you do the dark.
I hate dark chocolate.
It's so bitter.
I know, but it's better for us.
It's good with red wine.
Dark chocolate. That's what they say.
Well, I mean, I'm saying it tastes good. Well, I mean, you just put a little in your mouth and then take a sip.
And then you sip.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it actually gives it a little bit of like a...
little kick or...
Yeah.
Okay.
It gives you a little bit of the wine. Yeah, it gives you a little berry to it. So it's not just like this bitter hunk of hard chocolate in your mouth.
It has to be red wine. We can't do white wine with chocolate.
I think it'd be weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
Like a Zin? Do a...
A big old Zin would be great, Steve. You want to run through the different... A good Pinot, an earthy Pinot, Bordeaux sort of thing. Something in that burgundy. Wine talk. We were doing is it good or is it bad? But now we're sitting here. What's your favorite region, Steve? Not a big fan of the Oregon Pinots, I'm not going to lie.
I like Kansas City and actually North Dakota. They produce grapes too.
Oh my God.
I know.
What's so funny is my parents like have friends who are like, they brought you some wine because they were out in Western Slope out there at Grand Junction.
Dude. They grow grapes there, too.
Yeah, got it.
Like some of the best.
Yeah, somebody looked it up, and they're on the same latitude as...
Bordeaux.
Like, yeah,
the region of Bordeaux.
Like, but they're not.
They're similar.
Yeah,
you cannot
matter.
Tell the difference.
Yes.
If you're a Somali...
You can tell the difference. Mostly because like Grand Junction wines are like, well, we got sweet plum wine or crab apple wine. It's like, they don't even do grapes. It's so bad. Is it good or is it bad? Western Slope wine. Bad! Just, blah. And if you're one of my relatives, stop bringing it. God! Well, I heard Slacker's into wine. Yes, actual wine. Not something produced in a still in like Mesa College.
Not choke cherry.
Not choke cherry. Thank you. That's another one. Although I do have an aunt who makes that, and it's pretty good.
Oh, cool.
She makes it up in...
Oh, that's okay.
Well, hers isn't from Grand Junction. Hers is from Buena Vista.
Oh, that's a whole...
Beauty, as my parents call it.
You got beauty wine going on.
What the hell is happening?
I heard beauty's a great region.
Oh, yeah. It's on the same latitude as the Willamette Valley in Napa. chocolate increases endorphins. Are we still talking about chocolate?
Oh, it's
are we
so
going
good.
Through that?
It's now bad and good.
I'm not going to lie. I heard there's a winery, like either in Commerce City or somewhere, and I've heard it's actually really good. I would name it by name. People have told me I have to go there because I don't think they grow the grapes there. They're just source grapes, like Infinite Monkey Theorem. It's actually a pretty good wine. They don't grow grapes. They grab different grapes from different things and they make it. And it's like Balestry or something. And I guess they have really good food.
Dude, it's funny you say that because off of Smoky Hill in my town of Aurora, there's a sign that says Aurora Wine something as well. And I don't know if that's another winery.
I don't know how to say this to you. And I don't know how to say this without insulting one city or another. But I'm drinking Commerce City wine before I'm drinking Aurora.
No.
Yes, I am.
My grapes are closer to the equator. That makes for better. Excellent. Grapes in the southeast Aurora, yes. They have excellent potential for structure.
Let me say,
yours and
okay. The
Commerce.
Fact that you've watched Sideways enough times to say crap like that
what?
Irritates me to no end. I would say my wine is probably a little stronger.
Why?
Because it's made from like some of the Commerce City water, which may or may not have pollutants in it.
Dude, at least white stains on stone. That's your water up
so
there.
So your wine stains your teeth purple. My wine stains my teeth purple, then comes back over the top with the white calcium stain. It's like you've been in a whitening session. Boom! Commerce City wine. Meet me at Balestry or whatever it's called.
I don't want to.
So the final thing is, says chocolate's good for you. It doesn't really matter. Here's what you need to know. Chocolate is back to being good for you.
Okay.
Western Slope wine sucks. And we're all drinking in Commerce City this weekend.
Yay. Was it good or was it bad? The verdict today might make you sad. Was it good or was it bad? That's the way it goes. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.